Welcome to a very special hour of Blues with a Feeling. I'm honored to have in the house. I'm looking at him right now, Mr. Bobby Rush. We'll start out one of his all-time biggest hits.
Daddy told me on his dying day, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You come along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. Lord have mercy. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, you got me hooked. When you cook that chicken, say me to head. I should be working, but I'm home in bed. Thinking about you, dreaming about you. Love that gal, love them chicken heads too. Without your love, so doggone strong, like the Mississippi River, roll on and on. If loving you was a doggone crime, I'll be sitting in jail done flat 99. Thinking about you, dreaming about you. Love that gal, love them chicken heads too.
That was the original Chicken Heads by my guest right now. Honored to have him in the studio. I waited 22 years for this. Bobby Rush. Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Let me introduce myself. My name is Bobby Rush, but I'm better known as Sue's boyfriend.
Okay. Is Sue your now, wife?
You're close to it. that's close enough for me. You know, like when you act, your lady say, well, I need you to do some things for me. So, I don't know why I can satisfy you now. Just act like I do. That's close enough for me.
And you were the guy that talked about being henpecked, too.
By the right hand.
That's right.
Yeah, by the right hand.
Nothing wrong with being henpecked as long as you pecked by the right hand.
That's what I'm talking about. How you doing, man?
I'm doing right now, I'm in heaven. This thing, we didn't know if the whole thing would work out until last night.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Larry from High Chaparral Limousine Service for making this all possible, because what we had, we got you. We grabbed you and we brought you over here.
And riding good and riding
right. Did you like that?
Yeah, I loved it. Listen, you spoiled me, man. How about next week we do this again?
I'd love to. Yeah. If you're going to be in town. Now, I did mention you are going to be the headliner tomorrow at the Hayward Russell City Blues Festival.
Right.
How's life now? You have your own record label, Deep Rush Records.
Yeah, I've been headed for a while. This is probably my eighth CD, which is about 100 and some odd songs that I've done on my label. Wow. I didn't do my label because I wanted to be this big boy. I just wanted to be in control to do some things I wanted to do, because after 249 records later, not CDs, but records later, I wanted to do some things I wanted to do. And I wanted to cross over, Bird. I wanted to cross over, but I didn't want to cross out. I wanted the white audience, but I didn't want to lose the black audience that I came up with and that I was being a part of and were part of me.
Uh-huh.
So I thank God that I crossed over and then had to cross out. And here I am doing what I do. So I formed my label because I want to do the kind of song that give me the crossover appearance, which, you know, when you're with labels, sometimes they want to record what they think you should do because the money issue of it, the back end.
Right.
All that's good, but I want to cross over because I want to be this artist that appeal to all kind of people.
Did it work?
It works.
That's great.
It's worked.
Now, you're known for touring the whole world.
Yes.
But you're really heavily known in the South.
Yes.
Especially for your stage show, which Martin Scorsese featured in the in the blues documentary that he did. So I think the whole world got a chance to see the Bobby Rush show.
Yeah, I have a funny thing. You're talking about Scorsese sent somebody to record me and ask me what I want to be a part of this Road to Memphis. I said, sure I will. So they said, what are they going to cost me? I said, well, it depends on what you do for me. Maybe I do it free. The guy said, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, you guys got to spend the night with me. Can you understand three guys standing around going to spend the night? They said, well, where is he coming from? But I want them to spend the night with me so they can see the spiritual side of me. And I went to church the next day. The first thing we recorded was at the church.
Yeah.
Because the same people on Saturday night, on Sunday morning, the same folks.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love that part of it, too, because the film crew did follow you home.
Yeah, right.
And you did. They did show that part. So you orchestrated that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to do that because I'm not a religion nut, but I do base things biblically because the Bible is a roadmap to life, what you should or should not do.
There you go.
You know, and here I am. I'm doing what I do.
And it's helped you. Bobby, You're 78 years old. You were born in 1935, and you're in the best shape.
I would say
you're a 50-year-old man looking at you.
I feel good. Let me tell the audience, and I did not pay Bert to say this. I haven't paid him, not yet. but one more of them, I'm going to pay this man. Because already a couple girls in the studio say, hey, baby. Hey, y'all.
And watch out with you women around Bobby Rush, because they could end up as dancers in his band.
Yeah, that's all I need him
for. He's known for that.
Yeah, just dancers.
Bobby, let's get into just a little bit of history.
But before I get into that, I know I want to thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, what you plan to do, because it's been a long time since I know someone as I know you and did not know you personally or by your faith, because when I walked in the door, I had to know what you look like because of what you play. And thank you for what you've done. Not only just for me, Bird, but I'm talking about for the gentlemen and the ladies who cannot say thanks to you for what you do. Because you play the good music, you play the old music, and you just do well for us as blues guys, man. But without you, somebody would not know who we are or what we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. And without you, I wouldn't have a show to play. So it goes right back at you. You grew up in, it was Louisiana that you
Louisiana.
Were born in. But then you moved to Arkansas. Your parents moved to Arkansas.
I left my hometown in 1947. Went to Pine Bluff, Arkansas with my father, who was a minister and a pastor of a church. In the early 50s, I moved to Chicago, where when I got there to Chess Record, Little Walter was there, Muddy Waters was there, Howlin' Woods wasn't there until 1957, Buddy Guy didn't come to 57, Etta Jane didn't come to 1957, Pete Meek Markham was there already, and Chuck Berry didn't come to 1954.
Wow. You got there right after Juke broke out.
Well, Willie Dixon was there, and he was there working as an A&R man for Chess.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him come. Now you look at myself and Chuck Berry, we're the only two that living is out of that mold.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Blessing.
I want to go back to that piece of your life. Before you moved to Chicago, you started playing down there. In fact, there's an infamous story that in order to look a little older, you got a fake mustache.
I didn't have a mustache. I was too young, man.
So you got a fake one, right? And it got you into the clubs?
It got me in the club because it got me almost fired, too, you know. So, I tell you this. I went to the drugstore. It was a Walgreens drugstore that time. And bought me some Fu Mane mustache and stuck them on. So a guy wanted to hire myself, excuse me, and Tina Turner. Tina wasn't with Ike then. Ike Turner and myself, he had some other lady with him. Was going to Rock Island, Illinois, so he wanted an MC. I said, I got an MC for you. He said, but you got to be a comedian. I said, I got a good comedian. So I hired this comedian, and comedian told me at the last minute he couldn't make it. I said, oh, what am I going to do? So I went and bought the mustache, And I dress this fine dress suit up under here, and I put this overall on. I call myself the Tramp. I said, I got to MC.
Like Jimmy Lynch.
Yeah, Jimmy Lynch, right.
Yeah, the Tramp.
So I went to this club, and I and told the jokes and the whole bit. The guy said, well, who is the guy telling the joke? I said, he's a real bashful man. You can't talk to him. Because I was getting $40 for the Tramp and $30 for me. That's $70 a night, man.
He didn't realize it
was
you?
He didn't realize I was saying it wouldn't. And I was killing people. I would go on the stage and say, ladies and gentlemen, I would tell my jokes and what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's star time. Now, Bobby Rich, I step behind the curtain, take the mustache off, and I'll be already dressed on it and pat my hair down with old hat on across my head and come back on the stage as Bobby Rush.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm making two monies, man.
Oh, man.
Two monies.
Let's go back to that point, though, because you were hanging in Mississippi with, well, hanging with Sonny Boy and
yes,
Elmore James.
Yes, yes.
And just to jar a little memory here, just a piece of this. Let's listen to this.
I wish to God, man, that you could see mine. You talking about your woman. I wish to God that you could see mine. Every time the little girl starts to love me, she bring eyesight to the blind.
That's Sonny Boy Williamson.
That's
Mr. Rice Miller, talk about your association with him, because you were asked to speak at his funeral, weren't you?
Yeah, I was asked to speak at his funeral from Trump Records. They asked me, I didn't know that they had this creed or some kind of way on the paper said, if I die before Bobby Rush, I want him to speak at my funeral. I didn't know about those kind of things and didn't know that would happen, mm-hmm. but it happened, so I was there to just to say what I said, to be present. I didn't know anything to say because I didn't know I was on the program to say anything, so be it.
Speak about Sonny Boy.
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about Sonny Boy. You knew him. You hung with him. You partied with him, right? Talk about that, Bobby, because we don't have a connection to him. You're the link.
Listen, I went to Argo, Illinois, and Sonny Boy had this job. Said, I got a big job, man. It's a chillin' sector job, and it pays $5.50. Well, I thought maybe that Sonny Boy had this job and going to pay me $5.50. I could make me $5 and the band would make $4 or $5. No, but Sonny had this job. It paid $5 for me and the band. And so we got to split the $5 among the three of us. I gave Freddie King $1.50.
Freddie King was playing guitar?
Yeah. I had Moose John.
Big Moose John.
I gave him $1.25.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's
and
the blues.
And I gave Boy Gimmo $2.
Oh!
That was Elmo James' first cousin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. In fact, we have a little track by him we're going to put on.
And the man loved us so well, he would give us a hamburger every night. So we got so good, he would fix 8 hamburgers, 4 of us. We'll sell 4 of the hamburgers and eat 4 of them. And we're for 25 cents. So we make us $2 on the side selling hamburgers. We'll sell what the man cooked for us, you know. Then we give a chitlin plate. We get 3 chitlin plates. We'll sell them for 75 cents. We will sell a chitlin plate and 4 hamburgers. Oh, we was rich, man.
Man,
we made $8.
In case you just tuned in, this is Bobby Rush. Bobby, you are from Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Yeah, well, my people from Mississippi, but I was born in a little place called Hainesville, home of Louisiana, because my daddy was an evangelist preacher. He was a traveling preacher. Mm-hmm. I happened to be born there, but my roots are from Mississippi.
And you live in Mississippi now?
I live in Mississippi now. After 47 years in Chicago.
Amazing. Yep. That was a lot. And you saw it all in Chicago.
God.
You saw it all.
I was the one on record. I was the one in 1957, June in 1957, picked up Etta Jane from the bus station, brought her to Chester, right back.
Really?
Yes.
How come they didn't put you in that movie, man?
Well, because of the movie was good, but it wasn't true.
That's right. It was totally inaccurate. Little Walter never shot anybody.
Nah, you know, Little Walter lived at 1221 Troy. I lived 1223 Albany. I was back door to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys were close?
Close. Oh, he started. I got to tell you, Little Walter called me in 1954. We went to Waukegan, Illinois to work a job.
Waukegan?
Waukegan,
I was just there last week.
Right. So Little Walter went to this club, and the seats about 100 people. But to me, man, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So Little Walter set up everybody in the club. He bought everybody a beer. Now, okay. Beer wasn't but 20 cent a quart now. 20 cent a quart. But he bought everybody. So, wow, look at this man buying all this beer. Ooh, this superstar. But Little Walter was introducing me. Ladies and gentlemen, I got my little brother, Bobby Rush, in the house. All the women was kissing him. I just loved it. And one woman sitting over in the corner, probably his woman, I said, Walter, you forgot the little brother. What about the woman over there? He said, that's mine. So he had him a drink. Little Walter was an alcoholic. So he drank and got drunk. He said, Bobby Rush, I'm out of money. We got to leave. Well, I hated he was out of money, but I hated more that he got to leave because I'm enjoying this brother thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because the women's all around me, you know? So he goes to the car to get him some more money. He said, I got to get some more money. So I thought he had to go home. He went and raided his trunk, and the trunk was full of money.
Full of cash.
Full of cash. Dollar bills and fives. He said, get you something. He drunk. I'm being polite because it's his trunk, his car, and his money. So I'm being polite. They just got me a handful. Probably about $18 to $20, you know.
Uh-huh.
And being nice, not stuck in it. And it was sticking up out of the trunk. He was just punching it back down in the trunk because it was stuck all up out of the trunk like that. So on our way back to the park, I said, Walter, where did you get all this money? He said, playing harp, boy, playing the harp. And from there on.
That you were hooked.
I was hooked.
Wow.
I was hooked. Man. I went back and laid my guitar down. I said, this harp got to get it. The Walter's rich.
Did it pay off?
He probably didn't have $500 in the trunk.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But to me, a poor boy, come on. I was rich.
Walter didn't trust banks. He just kept all his money in the trunk,
kept
right?
Everything he had was in the trunk.
So you saw the whole trajectory of his life. When he blew up in 52 at Juke.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were still there when he died in 68.
I was there. I was living probably 25 steps from him.
Wow. That had to be a blow when he died.
Oh, God, it was a blow. You know, I thought that time you were 30-something years old, that seemed like an old guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember Muddy Water invited me to his birthday party. He was 29 years old. 29. I thought that was old. I'm just a young boy. I went to the birthday party late. Got to the birthday party. About 10:30, I said, wow, I forgot to go to the birthday party. When I got to the birthday party, it was over. He was upstairs at the Civio's. And he had went upstairs and had about 12 or 15 girls with this short dress on, looking good. I walked in the door and said, Bobby Rush, we've been waiting on you. Muddy's been waiting on you. And Muddy said, hey, Blood, where you been, man? You let me down. I said, man, I got tied up. I just forgot the birthday party.
Uh-oh.
And I asked one of the ladies who looking good. I said, how old are you? She said, 26. I asked another one. She said, I'm 29. One lady said, I'm 34. I sneaked out the back door. Old ladies, 34 years old. I wish she would have a party today. I thought it was old, man. I sneaked off and left my... Muddy Water said, what happened? I said, man, I had some things to do. They were too old. The girl's too old. 32 years old? You know that's too old.
What were you, 19, 20, 21?
I'm a 19.
You're a baby. You're a baby. Talking to Bobby Rush. He's in the house right now. Blues legend, king of the Chitlin' Circuit, world blues man, played all over the world. He's at the Hayward Russell City Blues Festival, headlining tomorrow, probably about 6 o'clock.
6
right?
o'clock, exactly. We're on 6 o'clock.
Okay. That Chicago scene was so unique.
Yeah, let me tell you.
And you were there for the whole thing.
I was there for the whole thing. I don't regret that I didn't record for Chess other than two or three masters I did with Chess.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Reed was influenced me more than probably any musician in Chicago. And Jimmy Reed was alcoholic also. He mm-hmm. would send me to get Calvin Carter. Let me tell you this stuff. See, first of all, it was Calvin Carter, Vivian Carter, brother and sister. They had a record company called CJ Record. It was Calvin and Vivian. 1953, she got married to Jimmy. Then that's when they named it VJ Records.
Vivian and Jimmy.
Vivian and Jimmy.
And that was the label that blew up Jimmy
Reed. That's right. And Jimmy Reed used to say, Bobby Rush, talk out his nose. I want you to go and get me some whiskey. And he would get me $1.25. But I noticed he's loved me so well and want me to get the whiskey, and he trusts me. I started getting bottles of water, and I give him half water, half whiskey.
You're watering it down.
I watered it down. I go 4 or 5 times a day. That means I'm making $4 or $5 a day. In 1953, $5 a day? Are you kidding? Man, I was getting rich, man. And he would get drunk. He said, "Mama Ranch, I like the way you buy whiskey. You so know how to make a man feel good."
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about that, Jimmy. I'm sorry about
that. It's okay. It's perfectly okay. Jimmy was a notorious alcoholic, and
yeah.
But he was also one of the greatest bluesmen in the world.
I got to tell you this. M.O. James was going to play in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, a place called Jackrabbit.
Okay.
In 1951, 52, well, Jane wasn't that known either, so I had a little band. I had Bull Moose Jackson playing with me in the whole bit.
Okay.
And so I said, "Elmo, what you charge me to go to Pine Bluff, Arkansas?" He said, "Well, I got to have $50. Man, I ain't got no $50. So we were walking out the store. There was a friend of mine, had a funeral home. He was getting married to this girl in the funeral home in Belzoni, Mississippi. Elmo James was from a little place about 50 miles from there. I said, "I sure would like you to play for me, but I can't pay you $50. Maybe I can give you $50, $25, and pay you $25 the following week." He said, "No, I got to have $50 for the 2 days, $25 a night."
Okay.
He said, "Who is that lady sitting over there?" That was my friend, wife, going to be a wife, girlfriend at this time. So I said, "Well, I know the lady." So this guy had been taking me to my gig in the hearse. He would take me 2 blocks from the gig. I would get out because I didn't want nobody to see me getting out of this hearse. So he said, "I'd do anything, man, if I could just talk to the woman." And I walked away. I said, "Elmo, do you mean you tell you do anything?" He said, "Yeah, man, I'd do anything just to talk to that woman." I said, "Maybe I can fix it up." So dirty me. I went and talked to Leo. I said, "I got a friend of mine. He'd like to talk to you." And the guys, Lee Robazine, was my friend also. Now, this ain't right. Now, I'm playing because I wanted him to play with me. So I would tell him to take me to my gigs. At the meantime, now the husband take me to the gigs. M.O. James stay there while I'm going. Next week, every other week, M.O. James would pay for me free.
Oh, man.
That ain't right. I knew that.
That's
right.
Bobby Rush right there.
Room. a day not far from New Orleans. Papa told my mama, said, pack up, we're gonna leave here as soon as we can. I was just a little bitty boy, y'all, by the age of five. Didn't know what was going on then, I was too young to realize. But I found out a few years later what it was all about. It was too much work with that little money, see what my daddy was talking about. Tight money. Money's tight. Trying to find a good job, y'all, it's so hard to find. And I don't want to have to be the one standing in the welfare line. I'm poor, 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 up to my neck. The only time a woman nice to me is when I get my check. Tight money. That money's tight. Short money. That money's tight. The root of the evil. If that's what money really is, call the doctor, but I got a fever. Tight money. Said money's tight. Short money. Said money's tight. Save a cent. By the time I get my paycheck, you see, my money's already spent. Work my finger down to the bone, trying to get over the hump. But all the rich, all the slick, sitting down on the rump. Tight money, said money's tight. Short money, got us all. Baby, call his mama. What you want, baby? You want your mama? What you want with her? Mama need a new dress. Oh, she can look her best. Kid needs some shoes. He can go to school. Papa need a job. Who can pay the bills? Tight money. Said money's tight.
And that's Bobby Rush now, right off his latest CD. He's my guest in the studio. He's going to be the headliner at the Hayward Russell City Blues Festival tomorrow at 6 o'clock over in Hayward. Bobby, that new record just knocks me out. And you mentioned off air, it was how many is that for you now? How many songs?
This is 259 songs.
Man, did you ever think you'd go that far?
88 CDs.
That's a career.
That's a career. You know, that's a career. You know, I was looking at a CD here that I did folk funk about 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Great CD.
I have a song that called Uncle Ezo. How this came about? That was a guy that lived a few blocks from us, well, in the country, a few miles from us, and they called him Uncle Tooch. And everybody around the neighborhood called him Uncle Ezo. He played fiddle. He played the fiddle, and that's what I talked about him in my song playing, because my daddy was my first love of music, and he, and I respect him so much. He was a preacher of a church, pastor of a church. He was my friend. You know, coming from where I come from, in my age, people talked about the devil music. But my daddy, being a preacher, never talked about me about the devil music. He never told me to sing the blues, but he never told me not to.
That's very interesting, because usually
that's right.
You'd get flagged, right?
But my daddy didn't. In fact, he taught me my first blues song.
Really?
He told me he was in the kitchen cooking one day. I mean, he was in the kitchen. My mother was cooking. He said, boy, my cousin had gave me a guitar. He said, bring that guitar here. I didn't know he knew I had the guitar. Because quite naturally, you know, church with the daddy, passing the
preacher. You're hiding
the guitar. So I brought it to him. He tuned it up. I didn't know he could play. He said, let me sing this song, boy, I used to sing when I was a teenager, just a little older than you. And I thought, I said, sing it then, Daddy, because I thought he was going to sing about my mama.
Okay.
But my mama's in the kitchen cooking. He said, me and my gal went to chinky pin hunting. She fell down, and I saw something. I said, Daddy. I said, sing it again. Now, what I wanted him to do, I didn't want him to sing it again, but I wanted him to sing the other verse and tell me what he saw. I thought the other verse going to tell me what he saw. I said, sing it again. He said, me and my gal went to chinky pin hunting. She fell down, and I saw something. I said, Daddy. My mama said, me don't sing that kind of song to that boy. Oh, he had his hat red back. He was gone by that time. He was in this another world.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, me and my gal went to chinky pin hunting. I said, Daddy. I tried to stop him because I see my mama coming. I said, what did she have on? He said, nothing but a dress. I said, how big was she? He said, oh, she was fat, real fat. Now, in my little mind, a fat woman falling down, nothing on but a dress. Now, in my I'm gone. My mind is gone.
Yeah.
I said, sing it again. My mama said, he said, me and my gal went to chinky pin hunting. She fell down. He looked back and said, and I saw something. I don't know what he saw. He said, but I kept running. So I don't know what that song would have been.
Bobby Rush in the studio with us.
Yes.
And here he is. You were talking about that song?
Uncle Ezo.
Let's play it.
Friend of mine. Let's go boogin' in the dark. Turn the lights on, baby. Let's go boogin' in the dark. Well, I promise you, baby, I'll never break your heart. Girl, and night before, it felt so good. I wanna boogie some more. Come on, let's go boogie in the dark. Well, I promise you, baby, never, never break your heart. No, boogie now.
karma never break your heart. Come on, pretty baby, baby, won't you hold my hand? Come on, pretty baby, baby, won't you hold my hand? Well, if you be my woman, girl, I will be your man.
That's Bobby Rush. He's the guest in the studio for the hour. He's going to be at the Hayward Russell City Blues Festival tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Be there, be square. Don't meet him. Beat him.
Beat me there. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
That was from your folk funk.
That was from the folk funk
CD. And that got critically acclaimed. That put you into a new category, didn't it?
Well, yes, because I was there already. I just didn't know what to call myself. Someone asked me in an interview, said, Bobby Rush, you got, you so funkin', you're so up, and you're so energized. I guess I'm going to have to call you Funk Folk. You know, that's where this kind of the name come from. It's what people call me. As my granddad said, I don't care what you call me, just call me in time to eat.
There you go. Don't call me late for dinner.
Don't call me late for dinner.
There was a, you mentioned Atlanta, and there was a label down there for a little while.
It's a band.
And they recorded everybody in the South.
Yes, yes.
And if at one time they were kind of king of the stuff in the South.
Well, they was on their way to be the number one label. I don't know what happened. They kind of dropped off in some space of, I don't know whether lack of contact or just money or just problem with inside the company. But nevertheless, it was cool with me. So,
You know. How many did you cut for them?
21 songs, but 2 CDs.
Okay, we have one here.
Yes,
you have one here. Ain't studying you.
I ain't studying you. Now, how this song came by, I ain't studying you, because my mother used to cook tea cakes. Excuse me, tea cakes were a little thing to like a cookie. You know what? You ain't old enough to know what a tea cake is. You know what a tea cake, a little cookie?
Yeah, I know what a tea cake is.
Well, my mother used to, I used to go in the kitchen with my mama. She was cooking, and I would eat while she was cooking. Then when I got the dinner done, the other 9 children wanted to eat. And I said, well, give me one, too. Now, she knew what I had eaten. She said, I'm not giving you anything else. I ain't studying you, boy. You know, that's what I come by.
You there
know?
You go.
That means you don't get nothing else. You know, if your woman ever tell you she ain't studying you, that's it.
That's not good.
That's not good.
You got to find a new
that's
woman.
You got to find a new woman. I'll throw the cat out or do something.
Throw the cat out.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, Bobby. Yeah. But you picked a song on here called Blues Singer.
Yeah, I was talking about that because, you know, I was telling my lady she could be anywhere and with anyone, but she choose me. And I don't know why, maybe because I'm a blues singer, but I'm just a blues singer.
Let's take a listen to this. This is Bobby Rush from his Ichiban Records release, Ain't Studying.
Star. Had a house in Hollywood and a chauffeur's car, but you choose me. Oh, baby, I'm just a blues singer. Baby, I'm just a blues singer. You could have been a model by the way that you look. Yeah, you're so smart, you could have wrote a book. Some wealthy man, buy designer's clothes and everything, but you choose me. Oh, baby, I'm just a blues singer. Baby, I'm just a blues singer. You could have had lots of money and doing real good. Could have had a house up in Hollywood. Could have got married to some rich man, diamond rings on both hands.
luckiest man, I'm the luckiest man around. Could've got married to some super nice guy. Had much more to offer you than I, but you choose me. Oh baby, I'm just a blues singer. Baby, I'm just a blues singer. Oh yeah, that's all I am, girl. I'm a blues singer. Oh yeah. I don't have much money, no house in Hollywood, but I got something, baby, for you, just as good. I'm a blues singer. I'm a blues singer. Well, I tell y'all.
That's right. He is a blues singer. In fact, he's one of the only blues singers left from that era. Still carrying it on today, Bobby Rush. He's in the studio. He's at the festival tomorrow at Hayward, 6 o'clock. He's the headliner. And Bobby, you picked one out now. You coming in on the ride. You heard me play Dr. Ross's.
I come in, I heard you play a version of it. Been did so many ways and so many times. Sonny right. Boy Williams did it. Maybe with the second one. Big Buck Cruder did it. Big Buck Cruder, he's had a version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do this song before Bobby Bland passed, and he told me how to sing the song and what to sing and how to phrase it and the whole bit. It's a Good Morning Little School Girl. He told me, said, we were sitting down. He said, Bobby Rush, you got to say, Good Morning Little School Girl. Good Morning Little School Girl. Can I go home with you? Tell your dad and your mama, Bobby Rush ain't nothing but a schoolboy too. Bobby Bland taught me he just had to froze it. Because I was saying, good morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home with you? Tell your dad and your mama, Bobby Rush is a schoolboy too. He said, no, no. Tell your mom and daddy, Bobby Rush is a schoolboy too.
All right.
Yeah.
And after this song, we're going to talk about Bobby Bland, because you guys he just passed and you guys were so close. Here it is, Bobby Rush's Schoolgirl.
Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home? Can I go home with you? Yeah. Tell your mama and your daddy, Bobby Rich ain't nothing but a schoolboy too. I remember way back when I wasn't much more than 9 or 10. Well, I love you today just like I loved you way back then. Good morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I carry your books home for you? Tell your teacher I am a schoolboy too. Yes, I am. Good morning, school girl. Can I be your boyfriend? Tell your mama and your daddy I'll stick by you through thick and thin. You told me you told me you would be my little school girl.
If you'll be my little schoolgirl, I'll be your little schoolboy too.
Bobby Rush with his version of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl from your CD, from your own label,
Raw.
Released in 2006, Raw, Bobby Rush, Raw. Let's get into this. Bobby Bland passed about 2-3 weeks ago. I did a three-hour show to him.
Okay.
You guys are very close.
59-year friends, and that was one of the hardest things for me to come to grip with it, because when you look at my age and his age and BB now, Buddy Guy, Cotton, we all good friends. We all getting at that age. When you look back, Bird, and you say to yourself, what a wonderful thing to be around to get old. But what a sad thing that you lose all your friends.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to be around. On the service tip, someone asked me the other day, said, Bobby Rush, what the worst thing that ever happened to you? Is it because, and why do you sing the blues? Is it because your woman left you? Now, you know you can have the blues when your woman leave you, but you can also have the blues if they stay too long. So I wasn't cutting you off from that point, but I just don't want to think about nothing but what we had as friends while we lived. But let me give you a little demonstration in a song, The Worst Thing Ever Happened to Me. Have you ever been mistreated by someone you showed up love? Have you ever been mistreated by someone you showed up love? Out of all the men my woman could have left me for, she left me for the garbage man. If I ever get married again, I'm gonna buy myself a garbage truck. If I ever get married again, I'm gonna buy myself a big old garbage truck. When my garbage can't get full, I'm gonna take it and dump it way, way out in the woods. Now that's the blues for you.
Bobby Rush live in the studio. Bobby, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. Damn, he just had to pull out that harmonica.
That's the piece, man.
That's it. That's original, too.
That's original. That's original. You know, Little Walsh used to tell me a lot of times, you know, he was a great harmonica player and a great thief, too. When I said thief, Walsh used to tell me, Bobby Rush, get your harp out. I forget my harp out of my pocket. He said, He said, do this here. I said, he said, oh, yeah, yeah. And the next 2 weeks, you hit on a record. he was great.
Walter Horton said that,
Walter,
too.
Oh, man,
a lot of that little Walter stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he was in a position where he could display it because he's around the studio. Yeah. And he was a great guy. He was a great hard player. If you played it, he could play it like you or better.
I hear you.
He was great.
Bobby Rush on Little Walter. And, Bobby, just a couple of minutes left here as we're wrapping up.
How time passes when you're having fun.
Doesn't it? Quickly, way too quickly. You got your own label, and you make your own records now. And you were talking about a project. Can you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna tell you. The next 4 or 5 months, I'm gonna do the next 2 CDs. I'm gonna go do on raw, just my guitar, and my harmonica and my vocal. After that, which will be later this year, I'm gonna do a harp solo tune. Just gonna be my harp and my big feet on a plank, a board, or whatever it makes the sound. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm gonna have, and I'm gonna talk about things that nobody wanna mess with, and relate that to my relationship. It's like when a woman don't want you, but she don't want nobody else to have you. That's porcupine meat, too fat to eat and too lean to throw away.
That's Bobby Rush on KZSU. Stand by for Joseph in the Iron Skillet. You catch Bobby at the festival tomorrow. Bobby, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. You know, you're my brother now. I fell in love with you twice now, so you stuck with me, man. You stuck with me.
Anything you want, Bobby.
Yeah, you got it. We got it. And I met the other lady, too, coming on before you.
Yemi-O.
Listen, this is what I'm talking about.
There you go.
This is from my dad that left with me, y'all.
Bobby Rush, thank you so much.
Mercy. Oh, Lord. Swing low, sweet chariot. Stop and let me ride. Oh, yeah. Swing low, sweet chariot. Stop and let me ride. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Now we can move to the other side. Oh, yes, we can. Move to the other side. If I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Oh, Lord. If I had my way, y'all, I would tear this old building down. And I would move to the other side of town. Way on the other side of town. If I could tell you, I sure would. If I could tell you, I sure would. I would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Oh, Lord, just where Moses stood.
They tell me there's a beautiful city over there, and there's 12 gates to that city over there. 3 gates to the east, 3 gates to the west, 3 gates to the north, and 3 gates to the south. 12 gates to the city, that's 12 gates to the city over there. Hello, somewhere over there. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. I wanna get to that city somewhere, sometime, another by and by. Hold on, talk about the city. Beautiful city. They tell me, bricks are painted with gold. What a city. What a city. Mm.